It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. This past fall, I participated in a field course in the Swan Valley of Northwest Montana. Alongside my 9 peers, I explored water features, and in particular, a bog-like structure called a fen, which is a marshy, acidic, poorly oxygenated body of water. Fens are fed by groundwater or streams and often have a layer of peat or moss growing on the surface. These mossy coverings are referred to as hummocks. While exploring the fen, we walked across the mossy hummocks and searched for plants to record in our journals. I was intrigued by a small red plant called a sundew. Looking closer, I sketched the leaves and took pictures. As I lay on the wet ground to get a better view, the plant did an amazing thing. One of the leaves grabbed a passing dragonfly, catching its wing and pulling the insect closer. The rest of the leaves on the plant curled around the wiggling insect and held on. After watching this miniature drama unfold, I was inspired to do some research. I learned that sundews are unique vascular plants distinguished by their specific habitat type, carnivorous life strategy, and medicinal qualities. Sundews are found around the world. A sundew plant is smaller than a coffee cup and boasts bright red leaves that grow in a star-like formation, radiating out from a central base. The plants often grow in acidic, nutrient-poor environments. The fen in which I first discovered the sundew is a typical habitat. Growing in bogs, marshes, and fens, sundews coexist with sphagnum moss. Sphagnum moss is very efficient at obtaining nutrients, and other plants often have a hard time growing near it. Sundews, however, have adapted alternative strategies to overcome this competition for nutrients. Sundews grow on top of the moss, but rather than acquire nutrients through their roots, the plants evolved to be carnivorous. Sundew leaves contain numerous hair-like extensions that produce a sugary, dewy substance. These small extensions protrude from the leaves and enable the plants to grab passing insects. Sundews use their bright color and this sugary substance to draw insects near. Once prey touches the dewy extensions, the plant grips the insect by wrapping it in the leaves. Like a human fist grabbing an apple, the sundew leaves hold tight. Digestive enzymes secreted by the plant begin to break down the insect tissue and make nutrients the sundew can absorb. In addition to their biological beauty, sundews benefit humans with their medicinal qualities. Sundew has been used in both ancient times and current practice as an herbal solution to common health problems. Sundew can be ingested in tea to aid in respiratory relief and help ease coughing fits, asthma, and bronchitis. The plant has anti-inflammatory qualities and also assists in the breakup of mucus. Modern herbalists stand by the long-known use of the sundew. My day in the fen opened my eyes to a new habitat and one of its fascinating inhabitants. I am still amazed at how that sundew grabbed hold of the dragonfly, an insect larger than itself. The next time you have the opportunity to explore a fen, look closely. Who knows what you may find? Today's field note was written by Cody Demms for Anne Green's science writing class at the University of Montana. I'm Allison DeYoung for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalists.org.